Sunday, this January the 11th, 2014. No, it's 2015. Oh, I said it. It's 2015. I knew I would do that. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I need to get myself a new calendar or something. But, hey, it's so good to see you today. I pray that you're staying nice and warm. I pray that you're staying blessed, of course, on this Sunday. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And yeah, we try to have a main theme, main focus. And I'll tell you what, today we're going to be focusing on the God of encouragement. This is the time of the year. January is known as the most depressing time of the entire year. People often call it January blues. Maybe it's because the holidays are over with and family time, or maybe the holiday season wasn't as what you expected. But regardless, I just want to encourage you with the hope that can be found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what we're talking about today, the God of encouragement. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song.
Your
about the God of hope, talking about the God of encouragement, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And Joseph, the son of Jacob, grew up caring for flocks. He was a shepherd boy, and you can find out about that on Genesis 37. But while we may have a romantic view of an easy pastoral life among sheep and goats, the main responsibility of a shepherd was to protect the flock from wolves and lions looking for an easy meal. And actually, it was a quite dangerous job. The shepherd loved his sheep, and Joseph was a good shepherd. You know, the Messiah, Christ, was illustrated in the life of Joseph. Jesus came as a good shepherd to protect his flock against the enemy whose sole responsibility and purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But our shepherd, Jesus, was ready to give his life to protect us, and he did. And he is still watching over us today, friend. Did you get that? It's 2015. He is still watching over his sheep, his church, his body. Today, he gave his lifeblood to protect us because he loves us and we are precious to him, each one of us. And do you know how precious and loved you are, friend? How the Son of God exposed himself to the ultimate danger because of his incalculable love for you. How he protects you from the unseen dangers of life each and every day. We can rest in his protective love no matter what happens, especially because where we're going, there will never be danger ever again.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. When the storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail, hold on to Jesus. For the heart that's been left in the every painful story never been told, for every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their road, hold on to Jesus.
Austin's Bridge, beautiful song, and Hold On to Jesus, encouraging you to hold on to him today. Proverbs 15:23 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Well, several years ago, I heard of this short modern parable. It says, some time ago, an advertisement appeared in which the devil was putting all his tools up for sale. On the day of the public inspection, each one of his tools were marked with its selling price. Hatred, envy, jealousy, doubt, lying, pride, and so on. And all of these were on the block for sale. Set apart, however, from the rest of the pile was a harmless-looking tool, well-worn but priced very high. It was discouragement. Someone asked the devil, why is that one priced so high? He replied, oh, that is one of the most useful tools to me than all of the rest. With it, I can pry open a man's heart and enter. When I cannot get him near with any other tools, I use this one. Once inside, I lead him any way I choose. The tool is very worn because I use it on almost everyone since few people know it belongs to me. You know, friend, the enemy loves to sow discouragement, amen? But believers have a much more powerful tool. It's called encouragement. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it. To the college student adjusting to the new environment, to the missionary who may feel alone, to the married couple struggling in their marriage, to the forgotten saints of God who labor in obscure and difficult ministry, to the orphans and to the widows, to all of those who need to hear a word in due season. We can speak encouragement. We have the power in our lips to rekindle a discouraged soul. So let's inspire one another with words of encouragement. It costs nothing and reaps an eternal reward.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible. Tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak. Oh, he is strong. Yeah. Come on in. Oh, yeah.
So you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Song Alan Asbury right here at this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll. So how's the weekend coming along for you? Hopefully it's well and blessed. Yesterday, what did we do? Oh, yeah. My family and I, we took a nice little trip to Arthur, Illinois. We enjoy going to the Amish community there and get some really good meat and good deals and prices. So we had a chance to do that. Spent the day over there yesterday. So good family day, good family weekend, and I pray it's the same for you. And I'll tell you what, today we're talking about the God of encouragement. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." William Wilberforce led a campaign against the British Parliament to abolish slavery in the late 1700s and early 1800s. And during the course of his intense efforts, Wilberforce came to a desperate place of discouragement. Anybody ever been there before? In his condition, he was about to give up. Has anybody ever been there before? When his elderly friend John Wesley, lying on his deathbed, was informed of his friend's distress, Wesley requested pen and paper and wrote down these words. He says, "Unless God has raised you up from this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might till even American slavery shall vanish away before it." John Wesley died 6 days later, but William Wilberforce fought for 45 more years. And in 1833, 3 days before his own death, witnessed the end of slavery in Britain. Friend, do not grow weary in well-doing, for we can stand in triumph. It's exactly when everything looks hopeless that our God has the opportunity to display his awesome power. Even the great men that changed history needed a word of encouragement every now and then. So be encouraged today, friend, and be an encourager. You never know when you may enable another saint to continue pressing on, or how that may even change the world.
The news came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last." Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wonder why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way." He's 4 days late. He's still on time. Oh, my God, it's great. When He's 4 days late, He's still.
That's right. I decided to leave my debts and follow Jesus. That's Selah right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. I do thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you here on this Sunday. If you'd like to drop me a line, say hi, you got a question, comment, maybe just a song request, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.